నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయ భాగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. దిస్ మార్నింగ్ వీర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 4 చాప్టర్ 12 ఎంటైటిల్డ్ ధ్రువ మహారాజ్ గోస్ బ్యాక్ టు గాడ్ హెడ్. టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 12. తమ్ ఏవం గోప్తారం ధర్మ సేతునాం మనిరే పితరం ప్రజాః తమేవం శీల సంపన్నం బ్రహ్మణ్యం దీనవత్సలం గోప్తారం ధర్మ సేతునాం మెనిరే పితరం ప్రజా తమేవం శీల సంపన్నం బ్రహ్మణ్యం దీనవత్సలం గోప్తారం ధర్మ సేతునాం మెనిరే పితరం ప్రజా. హిమ్ ఏవం దస్ శీలా with godly qualities, sampanam, endowed, brahmanyam, respectful to the brahmanas, dina, to the poor, vatsalam, kind, goptaram, protector, dharma setunam, of religious principles, menire, thought, pitaram, father, prajaha, the citizens. Translation. Dhruva Maharaj was endowed with all godly qualities. He was very respectful to the devotees of the Supreme Lord and very kind to the poor and innocent. And he protected religious principles. With all these qualifications, he was considered to be the direct father of all the citizens. Responsibly, please repeat. Dhruva Maharaj was endowed with all godly qualities. He was very respectful to the devotees of the Supreme Lord and very kind to the poor and innocent. And he protected religious principles. With all these qualifications, he was considered to be the direct father of all citizens. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The personal qualities of Dhruva Maharaj described herein are the exemplary qualities of a saintly king. Not only a king, but also the leaders of a modern democratic or impersonal government must be qualified with all these godly characteristics. Then the citizens of the state can be happy. It is clearly stated here that the citizens thought of Dhruva Maharaj as their father. As a child depending on the able father is completely satisfied, so the citizens of the state, being protected by the state or the king, should remain satisfied in every respect. At the present moment, however, there is no guarantee by the government of even the primary necessities of life in the state, namely the protection of the lives and property of the citizens. One word is very significant in this connection. Brahmanyam. Dhruva Maharaj was very devoted to the Brahmanas, who engage in the study of the Vedas and thereby know the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are always busy propagating Krishna consciousness. The state should be very respectful to societies that distribute God consciousness all over the world. But, unfortunately, at the present moment, there is no state or government support given to such movements. As for good qualities, it is very difficult to find anyone in state administration with any good qualities. The administrators simply sit in their administrative posts and say no to every request, as if they were paid to say no to the citizens. That's funny. Another word, Dina Vatsalam, is also very significant. The state head should be very kind to the innocent. Unfortunately, in this age, the state agents and the presidents draw good salaries from the state, and they pose themselves as very pious. But they allow the running of slaughterhouses where innocent animals are killed. If we try to compare the godly qualities of Dhruva Maharaj to the godly qualities of modern statesmen, we can see that there is no actual comparison. Dhruva Maharaj was present in Satya Yuga, as will be clear from the next verses. He was the ideal king in Satya Yuga. The government administration in the present age, Kali Yuga, is bereft of all godly qualities. Considering all these points, the people today have no alternative but to take to Krishna consciousness for protection of religion, life, and property. Tam evam shila sampanam brahmanyam dinavatsalam goptaram dharma setunam menire pitaram praja. Dhruva Maharaj was endowed with all godly qualities. He was very respectful to the devotees of the Supreme Lord and very kind to the poor and innocent, and he protected religious principles. With all these qualifications, he was considered to be the direct father of all the citizens. In New York also, we are reading about the qualifications of Prithu Maharaj, who was the ideal king. And there the professional reciters are glorifying him in so many ways, and one qualification that comes up again and again is that Dhruva Maharaj, and rather Prithu Maharaj, was the protector of all the citizens, and he was like their shelter, he was like their father. This father image is there in a leader. Here it is said, Brahmanyam, respectful to the Brahmanas. We know, we pray Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Nama. We offer our respects to the Supreme Lord because he is the protector of the cows and the Brahmanas. And this is one of the qualities of a leader, is that he respects the saintly persons and protects them and gives them an opportunity to guide the people through the eyes of Shastra. In every civilization, there are four divisions. These are natural divisions. Krishna says that Chaturvanya Maya Sistam Guna Karma Vibhagasa. I have created Guna Karma Vibhagasa. I have created these four divisions by guna and by karma, by the qualities and by the work. So the Varnashram system is a division of labor, and division of labor is necessary so that there can be proper training of the different divisions. I know in my own schooling that when, at least where I was from in Vancouver in Canada, the education system at that time bifurcated the students. At grade 7, some students would go to a technical school and some students would go on for general education and a higher education. And even within the general education, there were advanced classes and there were classes that were for the ordinary students. So even they could recognize that some students were not suited for general education, but they were very suited for taking industrial education, becoming carpenters or machine tool graduates or whatever. So this is logical, it's intelligent. Labor needs to be properly divided at an early age, and people need to be trained so that they can be expert in whatever it is that they will do in their future lives for their, as a part of their contribution to society and for their own maintenance, for them to earn their livelihood. If they're trained from childhood, they'll become very expert. So similarly, great personalities like Dhruva Maharaj or any Kshatriya. A Kshatriya means that he is trained according to, he is recognized according to his qualities, and he is trained according to the work that he will be doing. He is given training. Kshatriyas are not given training in farming because they're not farmers. Kshatriyas are not required to do menial labor because they're not sudras. But Kshatriyas are given training in military science, they're given training in diplomacy and finance and so many other things to do with the government. They're also trained to have no fears for their own income. They don't have to worry about being elected, and they don't have to worry about getting bribes and donations, etc., because they have their own treasury. So they can do the right thing for the people for the right reasons without fear of any financial difficulty. So the Bhagavatam is explaining by these different examples what was the result of such training and what was the standard of a proper leader. If you don't know what the standard is, then you can be cheated. If you go to the market to buy gold and you don't know what the standard of gold is or the test of gold, then you will be cheated. You will buy fool's gold, something that looks like gold, but only a fool will accept it. So, because leadership is so important in our lives, we all need a leader. Prabhupada used to say that, quoting a Bengali proverb, that the king is good for the people, and the people are good for the king. In other words, the king needs good followers, and the followers need a king. So the king is good for the people, and the people are good for the king. But the king is better. In other words, if the king doesn't have citizens, well, he can get by, he can do something, start a business or whatever. But if the people don't have a leader, then there is anarchy, and everyone suffers. We can see today where there's many countries of the world where there's a very poor system of government, there is nepotism, there is corruption, there is exploitation, great suffering, and anarchy, and great distress. Everyone has caused great distress by the fact that there's no strong leadership. And in any situation, whether it be a family, if there's no strong leader in the family, then the family unit falls apart. If there's no strong leader right in your own body, if your mind and your intelligence are not fixed in Krishna consciousness, if you don't lead your life, then there's anarchy and suffering and misery. You have to be proactive in leading your own life, and what to speak of leading others. So leadership is a very important subject that we should be concerned about, and we get information from the scripture. What is the standard of successful leadership? And many things, it's very, very interesting in the, especially the Ramayana and the Mahabharata. There are very, very good instructions there also. When Lord Ramchandra was going to the forest, he had just left Ayodhya, and Bharat, having returned to Ayodhya and hearing from Kaikeyi about what had transpired and how Ram had been banished, and Bharat was completely distressed, and he immediately wanted to go and call Ramchandra back to Ayodhya. So he rushed out with his whole entourage, and he came to the Sarayu river where Ramchandra was, and about to cross over and go into the Dandakaranya forest. So at that time, Lord Ramchandra gave instructions to Bharat about how to rule the kingdom, because Ramchandra considered, well, I've renounced the throne and I've given it over to you, Bharat. The throne is now yours. You're now the ruler, the leader, and here is my advice to you how to lead and how to rule. And very, very beautiful instructions there, directly from the supreme leader, the supreme personality of Godhead. And similarly, Bhishma Dev gives very wonderful instructions on his deathbed. And throughout the scriptures, they're very ideal instructions. And these instructions are meant for us. We can study them and apply them in our own management. And we can also advise governments. We can advise authorities how they can be successful. Krishna says, Saha yagya praja srisva puravacha prajapati anena prashivishadvamesha vostishta kamaduk. If you follow my guidelines, if you follow the plan which I have given you, there will be abundant supply, both materially and spiritually. Everyone will be satisfied. So we have to take guidance from someone. And the best source of guidance is obviously Krishna, and Krishna through parampara and through shastra, shastra chakshus. Krishna tells Arjuna, you cannot see me as I am, therefore dadami divyam te chakshu. Therefore I give you divine eyes by which you can see me. So we can acquire this divine vision by worshipping Krishna, by studying his instructions in Srimad Bhagavatam and in Bhagavad Gita. Now the issues here, the qualities of Dhruva Maharaj, I guess one of the most important qualities that we might discuss in the beginning is Dharma Setunam. He is the protector, Goptaram Dharma Seturam. Goptaram means the protector, and Dharma Setunam means the principles of religion. Arjuna, one of the reasons which he gave to Krishna for not wanting to fight in the battle of Kurukshetra was that if he killed all the kings, then religious principles would be forgotten. Family traditions would be destroyed, and the protectors of religious principles would also be killed in the battle, and this would be disastrous for humanity. So it is a very important part of a Kshatriya's duty. Probably the Kshatriya is known as Naradeva. He's the representative of God, or he is God as a human being. And his position is very, very important. Perhaps he is as much or more important as the brahmanas, in the sense that a brahmana can study the shastra and perfect his own life. But in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you don't read much about brahmanas. It's all discussion about kshatriyas, because kshatriyas are the people who do things and who actually take action and put plans into action and engage people properly in their different services and oversee the development of society. So Dharma Goptaram, Dharma Seturam. They make sure that in their kingdom everyone acts according to their nature, according to their varna, but along the guidelines of religious principles. Sanustitasya dharmasya sangsadir haritoshana. Even though you have varnashram, dharma, it is external. It is material. It is not spiritual. And varnashram dharma is ultimately meant for pleasing Vishnu, for pleasing Krishna. Yagyartat karmano anyatra loko yam karma bandhana. If you don't work, however expertly, but if you don't work for the satisfaction of Krishna or Vishnu, you may expertly bind yourself to the material world. There's no value in that. So, Goptaram Dharma Setunam, this is one of the most important activities. And we preach this to our congregation, we preach this to the materialistic men that we approach. It's a foundation of our preaching. But more than this, what is stressed here, and especially by Prabhupada in the purport, is menire pitaram praja, that the method that by which we preach, or the impression that we give people when we preach, is equally or more important. And that is, people should see us like a concerned father. Sometimes it is said that it is not what you say which impresses people, but it is how you say it, with what intention or what conviction, that impresses people more. And our preaching will become effective when we develop the vision of a sadhu. the pure vision of a pure sadhu, and that is described as he wants to see everyone happy. Slipped my mind. Huh? No. Sadhu likes to see everyone happy. Prabhupada quoted it many times, a little short verse, but the point is that we want people to be happy. Even materially, they should be satisfied. Paradukha Dukhi Prahlad Maharaj, he told Nrisimhadeva that I personally have no anxiety, but I suffer when I see that others are suffering in the world. And even materially, people are suffering. They're suffering out of ignorance. Foolishly, they're suffering. There's no need. Krishna has supplied enough for man's need. He has given enough, plenty. Everyone, every little ant, there's an arrangement for every little ant to get a grain of food every day. So what to speak of others, even the ants are taken care of. Krishna's arrangement is perfect. So if someone is suffering, we should know that somehow or other Krishna's arrangement is being interfered with. It is artificial. No one should suffer in the material world more than what is their appropriate karma to help them advance in Krishna consciousness. If people were not belligerent, if people were following religious principles, if the king would either by the acquiescence or, if need be, by force towards the praja, the people, if he would enforce religious principles and make people follow them, either they do it voluntarily or they do it by force, then ultimately people would come to see that it was their self-interest, svardhagatim hi Vishnu, that their real self-interest and all of their plans, they make so many plans to be successful without God. But their mogasha, moga karmano, moga jnana vichetasa, all of their plan making is frustrated because mama maya duratyaya. Krishna's energy is so powerful, and if they try to act independently of Krishna, they will be smashed by material energy. They will be destroyed. They can't succeed independently of God. They have to surrender. Krishna's telling Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja because he knows that this material world, trying to live independently here, is simply an illusion. And the sooner people realize this, the sooner their material problems will be mitigated also. As soon as they solve their spiritual problem, their material problems will also be properly adjusted or taken care of. So another point, of course, here, Srila Prabhupada explains that it is the duty of the leaders to protect and give shelter, Dina Vatsala. The administrators are the protectors and the friends of the devotees and all the innocent persons, all the praja. And that not only includes human beings, but includes every one of the praja, all living beings. And of course, the most obvious violation of this is the slaughter of animals for the satisfaction of our tongue. In one way, we do not separately glorify vegetarianism. As Prabhupada said, monkeys are also vegetarian, rabbits are also vegetarian, so what? That does not make them very worshipable or very great personalities. But at the same time, people should know that just this one thing, killing animals, is the greatest cause of karmic reaction in this world. Prabhupada said that people are slaughtering cows in America and they can't understand why their sons are being killed in Vietnam. but there's a direct correlation there. You slaughter innocent animals very maliciously. You have a thirst for the blood of animals, and when the reaction comes back to you, "I'm such a nice guy," munch on your cheeseburger, and, you know, "Why is this happening to me? Why is God so unkind to me?" But look at your life a little closer. If you live by the sword, then you will die by the sword. The other day we met this man. He and his wife, we met him at a, yesterday while we were driving here from New York, we met a man and his wife in a rest stop. So he actually was quite bold. He came up to us. We were sitting in our car taking some. A little prasad, and so he said, "Do you believe in reincarnation?" And I said, "Yes, sir, we do." And then he said, "So do I." And then he said that he was a Quaker. He revealed that he was a Quaker and he believed in reincarnation, which was quite surprising. And then he posed a question about violence and about capital punishment. And he said that he, as a Quaker, did not believe in any form of violence. Even if it is deserved, he didn't believe violence was a solution. And, of course, there wasn't really a lot of time to sit down and have a deeper discussion with him, and it was debatable whether he really wanted to. His wife kind of jerked him, grabbed him away, and they drove off. But this is the attitude of many people in this world, especially here in America. They liberal. They don't understand what is the real meaning of the friend of all living beings. Ahastani sahastanam apatani apadani chatushpadam falguni tatra mahatam jivo jivasya jivanam. The fact is that there is violence in the material world. There is one living being is food for another. One living being is dominated or subjugated by another. That is nature's law. There's violence everywhere. But Dinavatsala, or the friend of all living beings, is someone who gives others a chance to get free from this material world. If you want non-violence, then you have to go to the world where there is no violence. Of course, I tried to explain to the man that we don't believe in unnecessary violence. I said, "But if someone tried to kill my wife," of course he was sitting right next to his wife and I thought that would shake him up, "if someone tried to kill my wife, then I would be violent." But somehow he didn't buy that argument. Why? That's when I knew that he was not sincere and something was wrong. Violence also has a place, and of course Prabhupada said that two of the greatest Vaishnavas in history were very violent, Hanuman and Arjuna. And he said that Arjuna did not win the battlefield of Kurukshetra by chanting japa. he chopped off heads. So violence is a part of our lives, but one should, a kshatriya will never kill anyone who is innocent. He treats, prema maitri kripopeksha, what is that, dina, the madhyam adhikari, he sees that there are four kinds of people, and he sees that one class of people is the innocent class. They're not exactly hardcore demons. They're straight edge demons. They're foolish or ignorant, but they're not inimical. The key is they're not inimical to religious principles. And if they're properly trained, and if the truth is explained to them nicely, then they are prepared to change their lives, to reform their lives. So such persons can be classified as relatively innocent, and the king should protect them. Or another description of innocent is people who are just helpless. They may also be devotees of the Lord. Of course, here Prabhupada talks about cows, etc., as being innocent animals, slaughterhouse, but there are many persons in the kingdom who are like sudras or vaishyas. They can't protect themselves, really. So they're innocent. So the dinavatsala, the friend of all living beings, the friend of the poor, the friend of Krishna, suridam sarva bhutana, he's the friend of all living beings. So a leader also has to be, in one sense, a friend of all his praja. And he relates to his friends, or he becomes recognized as a friendly person, because although he is rigid, like Prithu Maharaj was very strong, or Parikshit was very strong. Parikshit, famous class where Prabhupada was talking about Parikshit Maharaj, how he was prepared to kill the personality of Kali, and because Kali was engaging in sinful activities, and Prabhupada said that these four sinful activities are very dangerous: illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. They destroy the fiber of society and destroy all the good qualities of the human being. So he said, if someone engages in illicit sex, kill him. If someone takes intoxication, kill him. So Lord Chaitanya, of course, killed the demoniac mentality of people by his Sankirtan movement. But the point is that the leader must be strong. He cannot be weak or wishy-washy or neglectful of religious principles. He must Dharma sanstha panarthaya. He must establish sanstha, must make the foundation dharma. But at the same time, he can do that in a loving mood, in a mood to bring everyone to the platform of Krishna consciousness. And he must, above all things, he must be an ideal example. He can't establish the law unless he himself follows it very carefully. Otherwise he'll be a hypocrite, no one will respect him. Do as I say, not as I do. This, we've seen enough of this. And nobody, that's probably one of the major reasons why we're in, at least overtly, one of the major reasons why nobody has any respect for authority in Kali Yuga, because So many authorities tell the people to act in one way, to be good, to be honest, to be this and that, while they themselves are the biggest corrupt persons. Bhogaisvarya prasaktanam tayaparita chetasam. They get bewildered by their position. They don't have the qualification to hold the position, and they fall down. So all these qualifications, can be trained. We can identify in our own children someone who has the tendency and someone who has the beginnings of these qualifications, has the seed. You can see something is there, the nature is there to a certain degree. And then these qualities can be trained, these qualifications can be trained. And in that way we can develop a class of men who are trained leaders, both as brahmanas and kshatriyas. Both the brahmanas and the kshatriyas are very important. They're the first stages of establishing varnashram dharma. Automatically, kshatriyas will create an environment where vaishyas can flourish and sudras will be happy to work, free from envy. Okay. Is there any further discussion on this verse? Yes, Maharaja?
You mentioned about killing. Killing is not good for the center. The envy. But what about killing the mosquito when they attack you or they bother you?
Killing the mosquito when they attack you? Well, they're poison givers, so they can be killed.
Is essential in the scripture?
Yes. There are six kinds of aggressors who can be killed. And one is a poison giver.
But I have the proper saying that we should not kill mosquitoes.
Yes, Mukunda Maharaj.
And this is a comes up a lot. And the devotee who was with his name escapes me. A week or so was going, there was a big mob of devotees all crushing in the bottom. He broke through and he gashed up the crowd and finally broke through the crowd and said, "Kill the rats!" And Prabhupada turned around and said, "You should be killed!"
Yeah.
So, one good solution for the
is having it in
English.
And then Prabhupada was believing, kind of. And when the movie is for
can we kill the rats?
One good thing is the nets, and then if you put neem oil on yourself,
yeah.
Neem leaves and neem oil.
Yeah. Now they have this nice spray in India, this neem it. Neem it. Yeah. Works pretty good. But Prabhupada used to have one of those vape mats in his room, which kills lots of mosquitoes.
Yeah. What about that?
What about that?
That kill the mosquitoes.
I find that stuff kills you more than as much as it kills the mosquitoes. You wake up with a terrible sore throat. And
in Nepal, yeah. Kathmandu,
that we should do our best to avoid.